States across the country are passing gun control legislation. In deep red states like Idaho, though, activists must temper their expectations while trying to convince lawmakers and residents, often hostile to limits on firearms rights. Guns in America's Heath Drusen has more.
Andrew, are your hands clean?
No. Alana Story is getting her son ready for school and tending to a sick daughter in her Boise, Idaho home. She points to her kids as her main motivation to volunteer for what seems like a Herculean task, pushing for gun control in one of the gun-friendliest states in America.
Gun violence is an epidemic, and now as a mother of a 2- and 4-year-old, I didn't want this for their future.
Story leads the Idaho chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. The gun control advocacy group sprung out of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting, in which the shooter killed 27 people before killing himself. Across the country, the group has been flexing its muscles, helping put gun control advocates in Congress. In several states, they've been successful in helping pass new firearms restrictions. But things are different in Idaho, a state with one of the highest gun ownership rates in America.
The topics of guns can be so divisive that people don't want to have these conversations.
Contrary to the outspoken activism you might see in more liberal states, in Idaho, group members tend to fly under the radar by design. Their Spartan office is unmarked, and they don't advertise meetings beyond their members for fear of harassment. Members say there have been vicious Facebook posts, intimidation, and a secretly recorded video circulated by a state gun rights group.
Moms Demand Action, mobilizing in deep red states, including Idaho.
That's Greg Pruitt, the president of the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. He's introducing a video that shows a local Moms Demand activist and her daughter at a rally in Boise.
But no matter what state you are in, understand your enemy. Know your enemy. Be active.
Activists say the video is one example of aggressive behavior they've experienced at the hands of supporters of Pruitt's group, a charge Pruitt strongly denies.
We don't condone anybody harassing anybody.
Moms Demand and Pruitt's supporters often square off here at the legislature. Kate Bell, Moms Demand Idaho's legislative volunteer, says the political battle sometimes crosses the line into something more concerning.
This session, we have seen a few behaviors that have been a little intimidating when people might block the door to the offices of legislators, ask us where we're going and what we're doing.
Gun control activists here also have a different barometer for success than their counterparts in more liberal states. Some Moms Demand activists joke that their legislative approach is, quote, failing forward. For example, in 2018, there were two bills to make it easier for Idahoans to claim self-defense in a shooting. Moms Demand opposed both, but took heart when the less permissive bill passed. They tend to focus more on practical safety steps, like encouraging parents to lock up guns, keep them unloaded, and store ammo separately. Moms Demand Idaho leader Alana Story.
And if your kids are going on a play date, one of the questions that I never thought about before is, does that house have guns that might be accessible to children?
They also suggest asking other parents if they have guns and asking them to store them securely before play dates. Moms Demand legislative volunteer Kate Bell.
For us, we're just trying to maintain our ground where things are, and it's hard to get any proactive legislation going, but maybe in the future, we know it's gonna take time.
Until then, red state activists will keep looking for victories where they can find them. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Drusen.